Adele's Grammys included Album of the Year and Best Pop Vocal Album for 21, and Record and Song of the Year shared with her producer, engineers, and co-writer for the track Rolling in the Deep. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark. The singer showed that her voice is in top form just 3 months after vocal cord surgery, as she performed on stage for the first time since November. The Foo Fighters earned 5 Grammys, including Best Rock Album for Wasting Light, and Best Rock Performance and Best Rock Song for Walk. Bon Iver, a folk group headed by singer-songwriter Justin Vernon, was named Best New Artist and earned a 2nd Grammy for Best Alternative Music Album. Somewhere vivid's part of me, part of me. The worldwide Grammy telecast began with a prayer for Whitney Houston, who died suddenly in her hotel room as she prepared to entertain at a pre-Grammy gala Saturday. The rap singer LL Cool J hosted the award show.
We've had a death in our family. And so at least for me, the only thing that feels right is to begin with a prayer for a woman who we loved, for our fallen sister, Whitney Houston.
Throughout the show, there were reminiscences, including a soulful rendition of one of the singer's classic ballads by Jennifer Hudson. Was little time to revamp the telecast, but Neil Portnow, president of the Recording Academy, which presents the Grammys, says the tributes added something important.
Something that is uplifting, something that's inspirational, and something that's healing, because we're all hurting from this so much.
Backstage, Hilary Scott of the country trio Lady Antebellum recalled Houston's role inspiring her own music. Scott and her group earned the Grammy for Best Country Album for Own the Night.
I just admired her and her craft, and I mean, it's a God-given gift, and it's just tragic, and it's like there's a hole in the heart of music now, and I don't know if it can ever be filled, because she just was so unique and amazing.
Whitney Houston won 6 Grammys during her career, but faced problems with drug abuse. Authorities are investigating the cause of her death at the age of 48. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.